The Chassam Sof is that lalacha b'shashu making the matzah is a machlokes rishonim, but we hold you can't have a goy make matzah. Even if a Yisrael is oymer agav of watching the goy make the matzah, it's no good. You dafka need a Yisrael to make the matzah. And the pshat is because we hold making the matzah, you have to make it l'shmur. Just like when somebody writes a get, we can't have a goy write a get. A goy doesn't do things l'shmur. You only have to have a Yisrael making the get. Who adin b'shasti asiyas matzah, when they put the water into the dough to kneading it, a goy can't make matzah l'shmur. You don't need a Yisrael to make the matzah l'shmur. Like this in the Gemara. Who shemartem es matzah, the Rashi says, you have to make the shimur l'shmur. So new din, you have to have matzah l'shem, the matzah has to be made, l'shem mitzvah matzah, you need dafka Yisrael to do it. So Chassam Sof is, how come the minig is, nobody's makpe when they go down to buy the wheat from the farmer, that the Yisrael goes and drives the tractor and cuts down the wheat. That nobody does. Everybody lets the goyim there drive the tractor and cut down the wheat. Just the mashkiach is just there, oim agav of watching them, that no water, no rain comes on the wheat. If you hold with machmet avish shmirah b'shas tzira, why don't we have that the Yisrael should have to cut it down? And have kavon l'shem mitzvah matzah. That's his aura. The chord of pshat is, though, that there are two different mitzvah dinim shmir here. This mitzvah, to make it l'shmur, it's only considered b'shas you have matzah. It's called, when you're making the matzah, you have to make it l'shmur. Just like when you have a get, when you go to write the get, you have to write it l'shmur. Now, when it was called we have a matzah here? Only b'shas l'isha, when you have the dough. That's the beginning of the matzah. Before the dough, when you're cutting down the wheat is not called the matzah yet. So there's no mitzvah making the matzah then. There's no matzah then. That din that last Gemara, the Rebbe was makbid, or his mother was makbid, that's the stam as the heuristic alochem. Then you need to be careful when you're doing mitzvahs that no water should come upon it to make the chimitz. That stam is the heuristic alochem. You're supposed to be there just to watch it, that no water is coming to make the chimitz. That's not a din you're making the shmur. There's nothing there to make. There's no matzah there yet. You just have wheat. You're not making wheat. You're only making matzah. So the din to watch it, b'shashi cutting the zikr only, a shmir adik alochem, that water should not fall on it. So that's enough, even though the goyim are cutting down the wheat, but as long as a mashkiach is there, and the mashkiach is watching and no water comes upon the wheat, that's okay, that's good. Like the mashkiach, it's interesting, is this you said is a machlek, is really Rambam and the Ramban. That the Rambam learns, it's interesting, that by matzah, he learns that if you have egg matzah, you could be yotzei mitzvah matzah. That's the Rambam Shita. Ramhold with May Peres, you could be Yotze Mitzvah's Matzah. Just Matzah Ashiri, not Yotze, that's if you have wine or Shemen Udvash. But let's say you only have egg matzah. Just May Peres, just eggs alone or apple juice. In the Matzah, the Rambam Shita, you could be Mekai Mitzvah's Matzah. So Ramban asked the Kasha, how could you Mekai the Mitzvah's Matzah? You can't be Mekai Mitzvah Shmira. We said the Pasuk doesn't know Shematim as a Matzah. You can only be Mekai the Mitzvah's Matzah if there's an Indian Shmira to watch it doesn't become Chometz. See, if you have water in the flour, so water and flour together becomes chometz. So when you make it, you have to watch it, shouldn't become chometz. You can be mekayem the mitzvah shmatim as a matzis. Mashenken, if you only have May Peres apple juice and flour doesn't come with a chimitz. So there's no inyan to watch it. So how could you be mekayem the mitzvah matzah? With apple juice, there's no inyan or shmir of watching the mitzvah, watching the matzah. That's the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. So the Chazon Ish wants in, so the pshat on the Rambam is, there's also a mitzvah shmira. The shmir is, b'shashi making this apple juice and water, or egg matzah, you have to watch it that other water shouldn't fall into the matzah. You can also watch it. True, you don't have to watch this dough right now. This dough only has flour and apple juice, won't come with day chametz. But you have to watch it that other water won't come into this. So that's also called the type of a shmira. That's the way the Rambam learns. So therefore, even though you have mamish egg matzah, according to the Rambam, you could use it for the Pesach by night, for the Seder by night. Lalacha, we don't hold it, the Rambam. The core part of the machlokes is, what's the din shmirah? According to the Rambam, the whole din shmirah is just to watch it, that other water shouldn't fall here. But it's not considered a maisa siya, you're doing something, making it l'shmur. According to the Ramban, we say, that's what we hold lalacha, the inyan of shmirah is to make something l'shmur. You have to make the dough now, and while you're making the dough, there has to be such a dough that this dough could come with the chimitz. So while you're making it, you have to make it l'shmur, it's not come with the chimitz. Why am I doing it? The shame mitzvah's matzah. So Ramban says you only yotze with matzah that could come with the chimitz, and the mitzvah is b'shas you make it the shmur, it shouldn't come with the chimitz. But the Rambam is not like that. Really, it's a sefri like that. There's a sefri dashin, the famous Rosh Rashi Mizan Chumash in his posse, who shemartem es matzah. It's a sefri dashin al tikri matzah sel mitzvahs. There's an inyan to watch all the mitzvahs. Any mitzvah you do, watch yourself. Be careful you do the mitzvah the right way. So Shalom, what does that Rosh have to do with here? According to the way the Ramban learned, it's a mitzvah to make the matzah l'shmo. What is that going to do? It's time watching yourself doing all mitzvahs. But the way the Rambam learned is very good. The Indian of Shematim is the matzah is an Indian to Bashashi doing this mitzvah matzah. Just watch it. Be careful there that other water shouldn't fall into become chametz. So it's just as the Hebrew is telling when you're doing this mitzvah now, watch it, be careful how you're doing the mitzvah. So you can learn now to all mitzvahs like that. Any mitzvah you do, there's an Indian to watch the mitzvah, make sure you do it the right way. So that's the Sifri Drosha. Shemartim es ha-matzos means mitzvahs. Watch any mitzvah you do, make sure you do it til chosay. Because that's the din of here also. It's not an Indian of making it l'shmo according to the Rambam, it's just to watch it that other water shouldn't fall in here. Right. But the Ma'aseh our minig is though that b'shas lish itself we're makbid it's called an asiyah l'shmo and you daf can either yisroel to do it and you have to say you make l'shem mitzvahs matzah, but that's only b'shas you have the dough when the water goes into the flour because that's called you making a matzah. But avad before that, that we have a shmir b'shas k'tzira, that's only as the heuristic halacha that as long as a mashkiach is there watching that no water falls upon the wheat, that's enough. But then you don't need a yisroel to cut down the wheat because it's not considered an asiyah over there. Right. Merhu Arva, there was a boat, a ship. The Chita, a ship full of wheat. The Tava, it sunk. The ship sunk. Kitza, the wheat got wet. Is the Chishta on the place Chishta? Is Shari Ravel is Vunanachim? Then they hanked, they what do you call it? They picked the ship up and got it on shore and got all the wheat also. Wet wheat. So now what they do with it? It's Chuzach Shash of Chametz. So Ravel was matter them to sell to Nachim. It was before Pesach, but he said, don't sell to Yisroel, because we're afraid they'll leave it over, they'll use it for Pesach, and it's chametz thick wheat. So he's matter them to sell to a guy. But the more Eisver Rabbi Valavoy in the Rova. So Rabbi Valavoy has to cash the Rova. How could you sell this wheat that has a chash chametz on it before Pesach to a guy? Why aren't we afraid that maybe the guy will sell it back to a Yisroel? Like we have a lochem. Beged shavut by klayim. Somebody has a suit, and in the suit he got klayim. He had a wool suit, and a piece of flax got lost inside. And he doesn't know where the flax is there. So the Ma'aseh said, this suit now is klayim. It was arezeh, the din is arezeh lo yimachrenu l'nochri. You're not allowed to sell this suit to a goy. Why? Because we're afraid, since you can't tell it has klayim, maybe the goy will sell it back to a Yisroel, and a Yisroel will eat klayim. V'lo yaseh boy madas t'chamor. You can't make it for saddle to ride on your chamor. Rashi says, because we're afraid, maybe you'll get a patch, you'll get a hole in your pants, and you'll take off a piece from there and make it on the patch, and you'll come to wear it. So you'll be having hanof from klayim, so you shouldn't make it the madas tachamor. But you're allowed to use this beged for tachrichim for mace, because the mace is allowed to wear klayim. And once you put it on the mace, nobody else could use it, because the begodim of the mace becomes also banor. Like Rashi says, avoloisinois from tachrichim the mace, then mehosam su loy shokol. Once you put it on the mace, nobody's going to take away his tachrichim. The big day hameis asurim banor. The clothing you put on the mace becomes also banor. How could the mace himself wear klayim? Ain mitzvahs negas boy. When you're dead already, you don't have a chiyuv to do mitzvahs. The pasuk says b'meisim chofshi. Kiven shemeis adam nashi chofshim in a mitzvahs. As soon as a person is mace, he's put them in a mitzvahs. He's allowed. You're allowed to put on him then a beggar that has klayim on it. But akol ponim, the Gemara says now lenochri maitai meloi. How come you're not allowed to sell this beggar to a guy? What's wrong selling it to a guy? Lav mishum, aren't we afraid? Toho de maz vili Yisrael. We're afraid maybe this guy will go and sell it back to Yisrael. So here also the same thing. How could you sell this wheat now, these tons of wheat, that has a chash chametz on it before Pesach? How could you sell it to a guy? Why aren't you afraid maybe the guy will go and sell it back to Yisrael? Now if the Gemara nechnami, hoda rama rava, then rava sell a little different psak. Lizavino kaba kabel Yisrael enechnami. The eighth, you should not sell this whole ton of wheat to a goy, but rather sell small portions of it to Yisrael. Ki heicha de kal yakame pischa. Nor it sell to 100 different yidin a pound of the wheat. That's all. Kadeh that each yid will finish the wheat before Pesach, so it won't come to any chash of chametz. Drashi kaba kaba kabel zev kabel zev loy harba liyishechad. Don't have to sell a lot to one person. Kedei, those zecha finish it up before Pesach. Ve'enach nami, to sell a lot to one person, or even to a goy, is also al agzeiro, maybe he'll come back to a yid that will eat it on Pesach. So the best answer is sell small amounts to a lot of people, that let's say it's a week before Pesach, that for sure in this week they'll finish it up before Pesach. Tana Rabbonin. Ein moilulin es takedeiro be Pesach. You can't moilulin, that means Rashi be kemach. Melon juice, if you have like a tavshal, you want to make a little thicker. So how do you make like a soup thicker? You add some flour into the soup that makes the texture a little bit thicker. So on Pesach that you shouldn't do that. Ein melon is a kedera Pesach. Rashi, ein melon bekemach with flour. Kori melila kishenaisten kemach l'tashu. When you put the flour into a tashu to make it thicker, that you should do on Pesach. The right she yimul, somebody davka wants to make his soup a little thicker. Noisen es a kemach, you could put flour. V'yachakach noisen es a chaymitz. But right away, put vinegar there. Vinegar is very strong, and if it burns up the flour, it won't let it become chametz. The Yeshurim, some say, af noisen es a chametz, you could even first put the chametz into the soup. V'yachakach noisen es a kemach. And then after that, you're allowed to put the flour into it. A big yichidish. Even though the vinegar is mixed into the soup, still when you put the flour in, the vinegar like burns up the flour, it won't let it become chametz. So the Morman Yeshurim, who's this Yeshurim that says, even in the pot, you're allowed to put the flour into the vinegar? Amar Rav Chisda, Reb Yehudi. Goes according to Reb Yehudi Shita. The Tanam we learned like this. Ho ilfis, that's a frying pan. V'yakdera pat. She'avira miroischin. It is on Shabbos. If you took it off the fire on Shabbos, so it's called a Kli Rishon. A Kli Rishon means this was a pot that was cooking on the fire. So when you take it off the fire, it's still called a Kli Rishon. You're not allowed to cook in it. Is loyita the techle tavlin? You're not allowed to put spices into the pot right now because you're cooking on Shabbos. Avonois lo techa kara. The answer is pour it out of the pot into a plate, which becomes a klisheni. And in a klisheni, then there's no bishul. Then you're allowed to put the spices into a klisheni. Or lo techa tamchui. Or else pour it out into another bigger plate, and in the bigger plate, then you can pour the tavlin into it. We have Yehudu. One of Yehudu says la kerlu noisin. So here it's a chiddush. Poshel akol nois me gemara and Shabbos and mashma, you view those even the kli rishon it's mutter. The spices the kli rishon doesn't cook. Seos the kol hu noisin, you can put any spices even to a kli rishon chutz midav sheish by chaymes v'tzir. Unless in that pot there's chaymes, there's vinegar and tzir, something very strong. If it's very strong, the chaymes v'tzir that burns up the spices, that like cooks the spices. So Rashi here learns not that. Rashi learns here if Yehuda is talking about a kli sheini. That we say you're allowed to cook in a klisheni, he owes anything you could cook in a klisheni, only if the klisheni has chaymetz, has vinegar inside it, you're not allowed to cook inside it. As even though it's a klisheni, that means you had the pot that was on the oven, you took on the top of the stove, you took the pot off, spilled off the soup into a plate. Now this plate is called a klisheni. So you're allowed to put spices into the soup now. Now klisheni is not mavashal. There are certain cases when a klisheni is mavashal, we're not going to go into Yechaz Bishol now. There are certain things, kalei avishu, that cook very easily, like matzah, bread, you shouldn't put into a klisheni sometimes. But I'll put them here, a klisheni for tavlin. It's not mavashal, the tavlin. But I'll call Rabbi Yossi Yozlo, but if in the klisheni there's chaymes, there's vinegar, that's very strong, that will make that even the tavlin will get cooked up. So what do you see here? That even though the vinegar is not the only thing in the klisheni, you have a soup in the klisheni. Just you have vinegar there also. You see, even though the vinegar is mixed into other liquids, but vinegar is still very strong. So when you put the tavlin inside it right now, the tavlin will burn up, the tavlin will be burnt, will be cooked from the chaymitz. Here also, if you want to throw the flour into this tavshom, as long as there's vinegar in there, even though the vinegar is mixed up with the other food, the vinegar still has the strength to it, that when you throw the flour into it, the vinegar like burns up the flour right away, it won't let it become chametz. So according to Rabbi Yossi, this will be mutter. So the more of a nukma k Rabbi Yossi, why don't we that sound like a different Rabbi Yossi? Like Rabbi Yossi, another man, but it's not, we learned like this. Rabbi Yossi Yomer. Shoyrin b'chaymetz, v'chaymetz tzaintzon. You're allowed to soak it into vinegar, and vinegar is chaymetz. Vinegar makes it very strong, it won't come with a chimutz. So Chur Reb Yossi means here, by on Pesach, that you're allowed to soak your wheat in vinegar. You see clearly also, vinegar is chaymetz. Vinegar like burns up the wheat, it won't come with a chimutz. Now the Gemara, ki yashmin and leil Rabbi Yossi, when do we hear this chiddush from Rabbi Yossi? Hanimili di yisi b'yenei, only when the vinegar is by itself. It says clearly you can put the kemach into the vinegar. Avalaydei tarubas loy. But we're talking about we have the vinegar mixed into other tavshom. The vinegar is mixed up with the soup. How do we know even then it's mutter? That's the bigger chiddush. So that you don't have a riot from Rabbi Yossi. That you only have a riot from Yehudi's halacha. that even though the vinegar is mixed up with the other food, still the vinegar has the strength to it, that he's talking about putting tavlin, putting spices into this food now, there'll be an issur bishul. And then within by Yosef Pesach, you would be allowed to put the flour into this food that has vinegar, because vinegar burns up the flour. Oh, but Allah, we don't hold like this. Ule Ramar Echot Zev Yechot Zeroser. We hold both cases of Roser. That on Pesach, you don't put no flour into any of your foods on Pesach. Mishum Lech Lech Armin Nazir Eschar Schur. Lekarmel Atikrif. It's like a mushroom. Like in Nazir, a Nazir, someone that's not supposed to drink wine or eat the grapes, we tell him don't even walk near the vineyard. Don't even get the temptation to take the grapes. We tell you, be machmir, don't come near the grapes. It's here also, as the chumras here, so Pesach, don't get used to putting any type of flour into your tavshom. Because you have to be afraid, maybe you will come with a chimitz. And that's the lacha, we don't put no flour into our foods on Pesach. Only type we use is, like we had before, if you have matzah that was once baked, once it was baked, it can't come with a chimitz anymore. So what we do is we grind up the matzah and you get matzah meal, you get flour that way. But take pure flour, we don't put into our foods on Pesach. Rav Papi Sharolei Lebrudiki Devei Hresh Kalusa. He was matter, the Brudiki, that's the baker, Rashi says. He was matter that the Resh Kalusa is baker, Lemimche Kedera Bechsisa. He was matter on Pesach when he had a type of a food that he wanted to serve. He wanted to make a little bit sicker. He was matter to put Chasisa. What's Chasisa? So Rashi learns Chasisa is Kimcho Diavshunim. It's mamish flour, but not regular flour. The Avshunim means that the wheat was roasted first. You had the wheat roasted in the oven first, and then you ground it up, made it into flour. So that type of a flour he was matrim to use on Pesach. Tosfos says that can be pshat. Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos, Pirat HaKodesh Kimcha De'Avshunim B'Kosher, Doliel Asrinim, before we said it's also, we have to be afraid, maybe you didn't bake it so well in the oven, you didn't roast the wheat so well, that maybe later when you cook it, it's also we had before. So how could he be matrim here? For Lekaman the Pollock, before we said if you just roasted the wheat in the oven, you're not allowed to use that wheat, that flour, and cook with it. So near the read, therefore Tais learns, can appear spiorich, the chasisi kemach shaladoshim. It means flour made from lentils. The endarkim lovu de chimuts kokach. The flour doesn't come with the chimuts. Therefore, the flour of lentils, which doesn't come with the chimuts, that he was matim to use. Omar Rabbi says, ikud de shari ki hai milso, beduchtu de shrichi avdi. So Rava didn't like this answer. He said in the Mokim like Resh Kalusa, he had his burdiki, vice wasn't a big tzaddik. Vice was Taman Eved there, a worker there. And the Goyish workers, so you have to be afraid when you let the Goyish workers play around with flour, maybe they'll come to make real chometz there. So you shouldn't let this happen. Ikadiyami, some say, no, just the opposite. Rava Gufa Mochale Kidra Bechsisa. Some say Rava himself, Gufa, used this type of a flour, and he did thicken his tashos with this type of a flour. So the way Tosfos learned is good. It wasn't real flour, wheat flour. However, the wheat flour, you have to be afraid, maybe comes the chimitz. He only used lentils, which is only kidneys. So lalocha, we don't use adoshim, the Ashkenazim, amachman, not the kidneys. But mikir adin, at Gemara, time of the Gemara yet, kidneys was mutter. So this adoshim is mutter, because it doesn't come with the chimitz. So the Mishnah. Ein noisten kemach l'tei charoises. On Pesach, you're not allowed to put flour into charoises, Rashi says, v'yesh b'chomitz. It doesn't mean the real charoises we have. It's a type of a dish that has vinegar there. Rashi says, v'yosel litfu by boser. The type of a dish you use to dip your meat into. U'regilem losses by kemach. They used to put some flour into this dish. V'chol dover shemako es taimoi. Anything that comes a little tingy, a little strong-like. V'kemach liachaz man machmitz u'makor etatam. Flour is also good. Because when you put flour into this dish, like the flour after a while becomes chametz, it comes yeast chametz, and chametz also gives off a tingy taste. So therefore, if you want to make this a tasty thing, they used to put flour into it. So this you should do on Pesach, because you have to be afraid they'll come with their chametz. Oil terech achardol, Rosh can't put wheat into mustard. The same thing, you have to be afraid they'll come with their chametz. V'yemnosen, if you put your wheat, the flour into the mustard or into this charsis, is you eat it right away. Don't let it stay too long. Maybe come with a chometz. The answer is eat it right away. Rabbi Meir Oyser. Meir says, no, you can't eat it. You have to be afraid it becomes chometz right away. You have to burn it. Yeah. The korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook. Loi b'mashkin, not with water. Loi b'mei peris. You can't cook it in mei peris, in apple juice, any type of juices. Why? Because the locher is, Pesach has to be tzli, has to be roasted. Avosachin, But b'shas you're roasting it, you're allowed to shmir on the top of it, may peris. U'matzvila noisay behen. After you roasted the Korban Pesach, now when you come to eat the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to dip the meat into the juices, into may peris's mutter. May tashmisho shenachtem. The nachtem, the baker, when he makes his matzah, he has water there that he washes off his hands, keseda, when he's making the matzah, is yishofchu. You should spill it out right away. Because that water has like flour inside it, some of the matzah, and you're afraid that water becomes chametz, so you have to spill it out, not to have anor, not to have chametz in your rishus on Pesach. Rashi mitash mishish on achtem shemitzanim b'yod that he cools off his hands there v'shoshu oirech u'mekate v'samatzi yishofchu. It's the water they use b'shas he's kneading out the rolling out the matzah. He wants to wash off his hands, keep his hands cool, so he puts it into cold water. That water you have to spill out often because you shouldn't let it stay too long. You shouldn't come with the chimitz. Amar Rav Kana. Rav Kana says ma'achleikas atecha chardol. That the Mishnah says the shalach you're not to put the kemach into the chareis atecha chardol. So then we had a ma'achleikas. Now Tanakama says, eat it right away if you did it. And Remeya says, no, it's us, you can't eat it anymore. So Chizda Rav Kana learns, the machlok is if you put the flour into the mustard. Avotei charoisis, if you put it into this dish of the charoisis, divrei haki yisarf miyad. Everybody holds, if you put the flour into it, it becomes osur, and you have to burn it right away. You can't eat it. Shrashi machlok is to shor le Tanakama le'ochlan. Now Tanakama says, you're allowed to eat it, miyad, eat it right away, fast. But noisot tech chadla, so you put the flour into the mustard. Lefi shuchozik, mustard is very strong. V'yemani chamal hachmas, doesn't let it become chametz too fast. But the other way, you put it into the scharosis, that's us, everybody else, you have to burn it right away. But v'tanya nam yochi, I have a riot of kan also. E noistin kemel chotech scharosis. You can't put the flour into this dish, the scharosis. V'yem nosin, if you did put flour into it, you sarf miyad, you have to burn it right away, like Rav Kana says. Letech achard, let's say you put the flour into the mustard dish, we have no way me yisarif miyad. The chomim waim do, yoichim miyad, it doesn't become chomish, you're allowed to eat it right away. So it's a raya clearly to Rav Kana. But the machlekes is only terech achardul, but terech acharoisis, everybody, the machlekes is only terech acharoisis. The machlekes is only terech achardul, but terech acharoisis, everybody holds, you have to burn it right away. So we have a raya to Rav Kana. Omer Rav Huna, bread of Yehuda, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, halacha kedivrei chachamim. We pass them at the chachamim, that b'terech hachardol, you're allowed to eat it. Chamarmim yoichim miyad, if you put the flour into mustard, you're allowed to eat it. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Huna, bread of Yehuda. Acharoisis komar, are you going on charoisis? That what, acharoisis komamar, or yachardol komamar? What did you mean to say that halacha is at the chachamim? So Rashi Achroisis Komar, Mi Yislof to Rabbanon, Nami Achroisis Pligi. In other words, how do you hold in the Machlekes to Rabbanon and Rav Meir? True, you hold like the Chachamim, you're allowed to eat it right away. But on what the Chachamim say that? Do they say it even by Achroisis? And that's not like Rav Kana? Or do you also hold like Rav Kana? That the Chachamim only argue on Chardom, but on Achroisis it's also. Or Malay, Lamai Nafkamina, what's Nafkamina? Little Rav Kana, the Omer Rav Kana. Machloikas atecha chardol. In other words, yes, what's nafkamina? I pass the chomim. So he says, Poshas and nafkamina, what does the chomim say? Like Rav Kana said, that the chomim said, Machloikas atecha chardol. That's when the chomim said it's mutter. Only if the flour went into the chardol. Avo techa charoisis, but if the flour went into the charoisis, divri hakli yisarf miyad. Even the chomim hold, you have to burn it right away. So, well, I want to know, what do you hold about this? On Malay, he answered back, Le Shemili, I didn't hear this. Kloy Malay Svirli, I don't hold of Rav Kana. So he held that the Chachamim say the Shita even by Charoisis. Even by Charoisis, if you put the flour in there, also it's Yechel Miyad. You're allowed to eat it. An Amar Rav Ashi, Kavosati Rav Kana Mestavra. But no, I have a right like Rav Kana, that by Charoisis, everybody holds its Osir. Midiyama Shmuel, since Shmuel had to say, Eid Alocha Kareb Yosi, Alocha is not like Reb Yosi. My love, that what? Smusi Hudaloy Tzomis. Ho Chamuye Mechame. The Rabbi Yosi before said, you're allowed to put the flour into vinegar. Mashma vinegar like burns up the flour, it doesn't come with the chimitz. So Shmuel said, we don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. My love, what does that mean? Smusi udloit somas doesn't burn up the flour, but what then does it do? It makes it become chametz very, very fast. So therefore, if you put the flour into vinegar, it makes it become chametz very, very fast. That's why the din is according to everybody. You saw it, you have to burn it. Because the charoisis has vinegar in it. So Reb Yosi's sheet before was vinegar burns up the chametz and it's mutter. But Shmuel said we don't hold like Reb Yosi. So not like Reb Yosi means it even becomes chametz. So Mar Loi, maybe no, you have no raya. Dilma tell you Loi mitzmas summits. that the vinegar does not burn up the flour. You can't put the flour into vinegar. You have to be afraid it doesn't burn it up, that it can't become chametz. Maybe it does not make it become chametz so fast. Maybe it only becomes chametz normally. So maybe if you wait, if you eat it up fast, you don't let it stay too long, maybe it will be mutter. So you won't have a clear raya to Rav Kana from here. But the Maisa, we're machmi avada, we don't need either of these things. We don't put, as I said before, we don't put our flour into any tavshil on Pesach. But at Ein Mevashton, the Mishnah says, what, the korban Pesach, you're not allowed to cook. Tana Rabbonin, the Pesach says you can't cook it by mayim and water. Ein liyela b'mayim, maybe it's only osim b'deraisa to cook the korban Pesach in water. Shar mashki minayin, how do you know you can't cook the korban Pesach in apple juice, in tomato juice? Or ma'at kav v'chaim, ha'at kav v'chaim. Or ma'amayim, ma'adach, pure water. Shein ma'figin taimam doesn't take away the taste of the korban Pesach at all. Asurin, still the Torah says, you can't cook it in water, but just roast it. Shar mashkim, other type of juices. Shein ma'figin taimam, that takes away the taste of the meat a little bit. Tomato juice makes it taste a little bit like tomatoes. Is lekoshken avadir, it's also to cook the korban Pesach in tomato juice and other juices. That's one svara. Rebbe Yoimer b'mayim. No, he had another drosha. Torah says you can't cook it in water. Ein liyela b'mayim. Maybe the Torah only means you can't cook the korban Pesach in water. Shar mashkim minayin. How do you know you're not allowed to cook the korban Pesach in any other juices? Tam lerem, the pasuk says, u'bosha mavushal. You're not allowed to cook it. A double lashon of bosha mavushal. Mikol makom. Mashmi, any type of cooking is aser. My b'nai, what's an afkamina? How do we learn out you can't cook it in apple juices from stamas svara to kavuchayma from water or from this pasuk? And the more ike benayo tzlikedim. Now, if kamina is tzlikedim means you put the korban Pesach into an empty pot and you just let it cook the meat itself, that the juice of the meat comes out into the pot and the meat is cooked in its own juice. That's the nafkamina. Tzlikedim. What? Yeah. So what? If you learn out from the kabel chaymer from water, this should be mutter because you don't have any other water there. You just have the juice of the meat itself you're cooking it in. So that should be mutter. But if you tell me now from the ribun, boshem avushol, mikol mokim, any type of cooking is osur. This is also called cooking. Even though you're only cooking it without any other water, you're only cooking it with the juice itself of the meat, that's also called the cooking. And that should also be osur. So that's an afkamina, how you learn out you can't use other waters. And we also, three keder is osur. You can't put a korban Pesach into a pot just to cook by itself. All right, we'll stop here.